Hey everyone, this is Colleen Cara from Wild Sky Astrology, and I'm here today to talk about the upcoming Mercury retrograde transit. As you know, Stormy is getting ready to move to Spain, so when she asked me if I could jump in and talk about Mercury, I said absolutely, so here I am. But before we dive in, just a little bit about me. I'm an astrologer and creativity expert with a knack for helping people connect with their passion and purpose. I use Hellenistic astrology and transformational astro coaching to assist my clients in cultivating inspired and meaningful lives. I offer natal chart and year ahead transit readings, astro coaching, workshops, and I have a new monthly astrology circle that's starting on June 18th. So you can find out more about my services at my website, www.wildskyastrology.com. I also have a YouTube channel, which is at Wild Sky_astrology. All right, so let's dive in. First, I'm going to talk about Mercury's recent stay in Aries. We're going to get a little bit of the backstory, and then we'll get into Mercury's ingress into Taurus and the upcoming retrograde. Mercury entered the fixed sign of Taurus on April 3rd. Previously, he was cruising through the sign of Aries, and during that time period, which was March 19th, through April 2nd, you may have felt pretty fired up about speaking your mind and point of view, taking initiative, vocalizing your individuality, wanting to stand up for yourself, and really feeling the urge to move things forward in your life in a fresh, new, and vibrant way. These are all characteristics of the cardinal fire sign of Aries. To refresh your memory, Mercury met up with Jupiter in conjunction in Aries on March 28th. When two planets conjoin, their energies blend. So Mercury conjunct Jupiter describes a time of excitement and exuberance, of having those big ideas or important communications with Jupiterian-like figures such as teachers, guides, gurus, judges, bosses, or people of stature. The Aries urge is to break through barriers and pioneer. It's rebellious. It wants to win. It enjoys conflict and competition. It's a sign that's ruled by Mars, the god of war, after all. You know, Aries says, I'm ready to move. I'm ready to go. Let's do it. So that's just a little snapshot of the environment that Mercury was in previously. But now Mercury is in Taurus, which is a completely different vibe. It's like stepping off a roller coaster ride or a racetrack into a beautiful, serene pasture, leaving the house of Mars and entering the house of Venus. Mercury in Taurus has the feeling of a reality check. We're coming down to Earth. Things are moving much slower, and we're having to take stock of our current reality and environment. How do we channel all of those exciting ideas and possibilities that we were having while Mercury was in Aries into the concrete reality-based environment of Taurus? Taurus is a fixed Earth sign. It's all about stability and making things real, simple, and practical. Taurus likes to take its time. So it's okay to slow down and realize that the answers or the forward movement that you're seeking is going to take a little while. In general, Mercury retrogrades signify time periods when mercurial things like communication, travel, our thinking, ideas, social media environments, and electronics go a little wonky, or they can go like major wonky. So we should always be prepared for the usual disruptions that accompany Mercury retrograde periods. So here's some simple tips. Double and triple check your emails and documents before you send them. Check your travel plans. Call the hotel and confirm your room before you arrive. Be prepared in case your luggage goes missing. Have an extra set of clothing and snacks in your carry-on bag. Any practical things you can think of to prepare ahead of time will be really helpful. Retrogrades are all about reversals, reviewing, reassessing, redoing, and even changing our minds. The fact that this retrograde is taking place in a fixed Earth sign also speaks to the foundation we want to be standing upon as we eventually move forward into the future. What are you working towards building in your life at this moment. So an analogy that is coming to mind is when a farmer is hoeing the soil. They're turning over the soil to prepare it to be seeded. They're creating the foundation for new life to grow. The topics of your Taurus house will be up for review. So look at the house that Taurus occupies in your birth chart. There are 12 houses, and each house represents different areas and topics of life. Find your Taurus house. That is where the energies will be playing out over the next few weeks. It's also important to mention that Mercury stations retrograde one day after the solar eclipse in Aries. These two stories are connected. Eclipses trigger fated events. These are events and changes coming into the life that have a momentum all their own. It's not something that we're trying to make happen. These are the wheels of fate and destiny turning in our lives and bringing about change. So the coming weeks and months are a really good time to start journaling and keeping track of themes that are unfolding in your life. Every chart is different. Some people experience more noticeable changes than others, which is why it's important to consult with an astrologer to get a clearer picture of what's happening in your sky. Venus, the goddess of love, rules Taurus. So everything to do with communication and relationships is on the table, meaning there may be miscommunications, misconnections, plans falling apart, or being reworked, and unexpected surprises. You might also find that this is a period where relationships and friendships are reevaluated. People from the past may get in touch with you to reconnect, or you may reach out to people from your past to reconnect with them. Venus, the planetary ruler of this retrograde, is in Gemini and is feeling pretty playful and flirty. It might be hard to get her attention or to make her sit still. There is a feeling of a lot of choices in the air, and she's definitely scrolling through her phone, looking for who she can have the most fun with and with no strings attached. We may also see themes about money and finances come up. If you make a major purchase during the retrograde period, you may end up returning. So you get the item home, it doesn't work, or it's just not right. So you might end up taking it back. Also, keep your eyes peeled for any internet, phone, email, bank, or social media glitches and scams. Mercury is known by many names, and one of them is thief. Mercury's a trickster and can trick you out of your money with his cleverness, so just be aware of that. I think the best way to deal with this retrograde period is to just roll with it. Expect the unexpected and don't get too disappointed when people change their minds or seem to flake out on you. Trust that in a few weeks, everything will start to smooth out and you'll get a clearer picture or an idea of what's coming next. A good way to take care of yourself during this period is to practice any kind of mind-body meditation, such as yoga, tai chi, movement, sensual dance, and walking meditations in nature. Any practice that is reflective and brings awareness to the body. So, you know, Taurus being an earth sign is very much associated with the body and the sensory experience. Using grounding essential oils with pleasing scents. Work in the garden, get a foot massage, drink flowering teas like hibiscus, chamomile, and passion flower. Anything that can help you on a daily basis will be beneficial. Whatever the change, setback, disruption, or new experience that is coming into your life, know that it may feel somewhat uncomfortable at first, and that's okay. Focusing on the earthy groundedness of Taurus and being open to Mercury's adaptable and flexible nature will help you vibe with these cosmic currents in a healing and productive way. Okay, I hope that was helpful. Let us know in the comments below and don't forget to like and subscribe. Again, I'm Colleen Cara from Wild Sky Astrology. Please feel free to reach out to me at my website, wildskyastrology.com. All right, I hope to connect with you soon. Bye.